Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Brothers, sisters, welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory that you have granted us. And we say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray as you have joined us today, the Lord Himself will visit you. The Lord will remember you for good in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, He Will Deliver You. My God will deliver you. My God will set you free from every shackles, every chain of captivity in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, He will fight your battles for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm going to take my text from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 41, and I'm going to read from verse 9 to 16. See, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called from his father's region, and said to you, You are my servant, I have chosen you, and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you, be not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as non-existent. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you warm Jacob. You men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the only one of Israel. Behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. You shall thresh the mountain and beat them small, and make the hill like chaff. You shall winnow them, the wind shall carry them away, and the wild wind shall scatter them. You shall rejoice in the Lord, and glory in the Holy One of Israel. May the Lord bless his reading in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My God will deliver you. My God will set you free. Because why? You are the chosen of the Lord. The Lord has chosen you. You are his chosen one. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2, it says, For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the surface of the earth. Brothers and sisters, you have been chosen by God. You are a chosen generation. And for that reason, the Lord is ready to deliver you because you are his treasure. And for that reason, he will not allow you to be defeated in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another reason why God is going to deliver is because you are covenanted to him. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 18. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 18 said, Then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I have covenanted with David your father, saying, You shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel. And also when we look at the book of Haggai chapter 2, Haggai chapter 2 verse 5 say, According to the word that I have covenanted with you, when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains amongst you. Do not fear, because you are covenanted. You are a chosen generation. Because you are offspring of Abraham, you have been adopted through the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you belong to him. You belong to the camp of God. And for that reason, he will deliver you. He will rescue you. He will save you in the name of Jesus. Because you are also the servant of the Lord. The Lord will not allow the servants to be destroyed. In the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And say, every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. He said, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. It is your heritage. It is your heritage that no weapon fashioned against you will prosper. And indeed, none of them will prosper in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing I want you to know, brothers and sisters, is that because you are his, you will not operate in fear of man. You will not fear any man because God is with you. In the book of Daniel chapter 3, reading from verse 16, we all know the story of the three evil boys. If the Bible says that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your God, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Oh, when you really have the Spirit of God in you, it gives you that confidence. You have that confidence in him. The confidence that you have in your God will cause you to say, look, no matter what is happening, I will not bow down before any God, because my God is more than able to deliver me. And indeed, the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will set you free in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every gathering against your destiny, they are hereby terminated in the name of Jesus. The Lord himself will put confusion in the camp of your enemy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing I want you to know is that God will deliver, because he will not allow, even when things appear hopeless, in the midst of hopeless situation, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of sorrow, the Lord will deliver you. The story of the woman with the issue of blood, in the book of Mark chapter 5, verse 28, this woman just said, look, he said, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. I want to believe there is somebody hearing me today and he's saying, look, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made well. And indeed, you will be made well as you have exercised your faith, your belief in your maker, in the almighty God. He will deliver you. He will not disappoint you. Our God on that day did not disappoint that woman. That woman said, if only I touch the hem of his garment. And she did. And indeed, 12 years of frustration, 12 years of shame, 12 years of sorrows, of pains, 12 years of wastage came to an end. Brothers and sisters, I bring good news to you. No matter how long that situation has been, the Lord himself will deliver you. He will set you free. He will turn your situation around for the better in the mighty name of Jesus, because that is his plan for you. That is his purpose for you. And he will do so in the name of Jesus. Our God is also ready to deliver you. If only you can depend on him. If you surrender everything to him, depend on him, he is ready to help you. The Bible tells us in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you can say, yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, it means that you have that faith, you have that belief in him. And as you do so, the Lord himself will deliver you. He will not disappoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. His desire is that you operate in freedom. It's not his desire that you operate under the chains of captivity. No, he's ready to deliver you. And indeed, he will deliver you in Jesus' mighty name. Also, for God to deliver you, you also know that you need to depend on him for help. In the book of Psalm 121, reading from verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence come my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Where else will my help come from? It comes from Him. He's the one who can help me. Also in the book of that same Psalm, Psalm 124 verse 8, he said, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. That is where our help is. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Psalm 146 verse 5. Psalm 146 verse 5 said, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Let your hope be in this God. Put your trust in this God. And as you do so, he will deliver you. He will set you free in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord is holding you in his hand. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 11, reading verse 22. He said, for if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him. Let's see verse 23. Then the Lord will drive out all these nations. Whatever nations that is attacking you, the Lord will drive them out. Nations of poverty, nations of affliction, nations of failure, the Lord is going to drive them out. Say, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from you, from before you, and you will dispossess greater and mightier nations than yourself. That situation that is overwhelming you, the Lord will grant you the grace to overwhelm them in the name of Jesus. The mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus. He will surround you round about. The Lord will make you impregnable to the arrows of the enemy. In Psalm 125 verse 2, he said, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surround his people from this time forth and forever. Brothers and sisters, you have been surrounded. The army of God surrounds you. The Lord is keeping you. You have already been delivered. You only need to know that, yes, you are not in captivity, that you have been delivered 2,000 years ago. And if you begin to walk in that knowledge, that God has already delivered me, God has already set me free by the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if I hold on to this Jesus, I know I am saved. And indeed, the Lord will save you. Indeed, the Lord will deliver you. Indeed, the Lord will perfect that which concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus. As you surrender unto him, because the Lord is ready to deliver you. He's ready to deliver you from diseases. He's ready to deliver you from prison, every manner of prison. He's ready to deliver you from poverty. He's ready to deliver you from every manner of oppression. And you are delivered today. But that is provided you know this Jesus. So I want to give you the opportunity today. If you are hearing me and you are not sure of your salvation, I want to give you that opportunity. Wherever you are, brothers and sisters, just say after me, Jesus Christ, accept me, forgive me my sins, wash me with your blood. And I say, it is you and you alone I will serve. I will not serve any other God but you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. And I pray, Lord, that you, over God, you extend your mercy unto them all the days of their life. These ones will never go back to their vomit in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy to everyone listening to me today that it is well with you in the morning, it is well with you at daytime, it is well with you at nighttime. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app, or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.